Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow. So many things going on here at Catholic Radio. One thing, you know, that we've not mentioned in a while.
Because it's not Christmas.
That's right. Christmas time, we really, really do well with it. But it's a program with kind of a name that really isn't really descriptive of what it does. Amazon Smile.
Smile. Yeah.
What's that about?
You know, what's interesting is I got turned on to Amazon a few years ago because Amazon Prime, as a matter of fact, Leslie Williams, a good friend of mine from church, said that if you join Amazon Prime, you get guaranteed two-day shipping anywhere and no shipping and handling cost.
Wow.
So I thought, well, that's pretty cool, Amazon Prime. And then we were approached a year ago, about a way that you can sign up for Amazon Smile. And you simply go to Amazon Prime, or you can type Google Amazon Smile.
Or you can get it on the Catholic Radio website.
And a certain percentage of everything you spend on Amazon goes to Catholic Radio. As a matter of fact, this is another pretty cool little thing. If you click onto the regular Amazon Prime website and you're not on Amazon Smile, because this has happened to me many times, it'll say, MJ, are you sure? Don't you want to be on Amazon Smile?
Oh, wow.
So anytime you buy anything, and I was saying off air, I've single-handedly donated a lot of money to Catholic Radio this way, because Amazon is just so, it's easy. I think I actually spend less money because I know exactly what I'm looking for, and I don't have those last-minute impulse buys.
And it's one of those things that we get, I think it's, maybe a 0.5%, I think, is all what we get. And you say, well, that can't make any difference at all.
It does.
But it does when you've got a lot of listeners all doing their part, all doing, you know, everybody seems to, that's on the internet, buys on Amazon sooner or later. And so if everybody does that, it does indeed make a difference. So
it does. And it's a nice little check of a few $100 that shows up at just the right time. And it costs you nothing. Your purchase is not, you don't add anything to your purchase. It's exactly the same money. So Amazon Smile, sign up for it and donate to Catholic Radio. And God bless you for doing that. Our guest today on Faith in Action, we have one of our favorite underwriters ever, Marian University, well represented today by Mark Erdosi. And sit down, because this is going to be a long introduction here. Executive Director of Rebuild My Church and the Director of the San Damiano Scholars Program. We also have, welcome, Mark.
Good to be back here at Catholic Radio.
You've been here many times for our Radiothons.
For the Radiothon. Always enjoy coming out for that and giving Monsignor Shadle a little bit of a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
I think the feeling is probably mutual.
Always kind of increase the energy here. And then we have Adam Settmeyer, and Adam is the interim vice president of Mission and Ministry and the director of Campus Ministry. Welcome.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
You look like you could be my son. You look like am I getting older? Are they getting so much younger?
I'll leave that to you to decide.
Oh, my goodness.
Very diplomatic.
Like that. Yeah, that's why he's the director of Campus Ministry. Okay, so, you know, what we usually do before we even get into anything is our listeners like to get to know our guests a little bit. So if you could just, Mark, we'll start with you. So you can, what side of town you live on, how long you've been married to a beautiful bride, how many little angel muffins do you have, and what parish you belong to?
Yeah, my wife and I and two daughters are parishioners at Little Flower on the east side.
Okay.
We were married in August of 2003 and have two beautiful daughters,
oh my goodness,
Anna and Kate.
Anna and Kate. Oh dear.
I'll say this today. They're angels today.
Oh, they must be pretty young.
Subject to change without notice.
We're real blessed. We're really blessed with both Anna and Kate.
God bless
of them
you.
Are very involved in their faith.
God bless
through
you.
Little flower. So
God bless
thanks for
you.
Asking.
Okay, Adam. So same yes. routine. Tell us what side of town you live on. What parish? If you're married. And any little angel muffins that you have?
Yeah, we live in the west side of town, actually right off campus from Marion University, which as the director makes
nice.
Life so convenient
sure.
to be able to come home for dinners and go back for late meetings with students. I'm married. My beautiful wife, Andrea, is a school psychologist down in Decatur Township Schools.
Oh, yeah.
And we have three kids, a six-year-old Lucas, a three-year-old Micah, and a as of today, 10-month-old Rosa May.
So, oh, Rosa yeah. May. Oh, my little grandbaby is Miriam May.
Oh.
But we call her little May May.
There you go. Oh, sweet. We got May from my dad's mom. It was her middle name.
Yeah,
so.
Those old-fashioned names
right,
are coming
yeah.
back, aren't they?
And we're
yeah.
members over at St. Joan of Arc Parish.
Oh, okay. Oh, St. Joan of Arc. Yes. My daughter sings often Sunday evening mass. Oh,
okay.
She's an angel voice. If you hear an angel voice, that's my daughter.
I'll remember that. We're Sundays in the morning.
Okay, so. No. And you know, sometimes St. Joan of Arc is like that. Our parish is like that, I'm sure. Yours is too, Mark, that if you don't go to the same mass, then sometimes there's somebody who belongs there and you never knew it. You never see them. You never know them, right?
For us, it would be the Saturday 5 p.m. mass.
That's us.
Sunday,
yeah.
Little Flower, we have three liturgies, 8:30, 10:30, and 6 p.m. And we, in a month, will hit probably each one of those.
Because of activities?
Just because of,
activities.
Because of activities.
Yeah.
So we know the people in those, but the Saturday 5 o'clock, not so much.
But, you know, what a wonderful blessing it is, Jim, you know, to be able to go to, if you know, because kids do get involved in sports, Saturday evening or Sunday morning,
oh, yes.
and many times a Sunday
mm-hmm.
evening mass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're Saturday evening ourselves at St. Simon's. Okay, so many things to chat about.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, what first got me intrigued, and I got a hold of Mark, was I saw something either in the Criterion or in a newsletter that was talking about spring break and how Marion University kind of offered a different alternative to the crazy, you know, one of the girls gone wild, you know, the Cancun, the Mexico. You know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about, Jim. You know
Sadly
what I'm talking
so.
About.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, all of our, you know, kids, cousins, brothers, sisters have been thought about this, you know, or it's come across their horizon, right? And I thought it was interesting that Marion University kind of offered something, an alternative.
Right.
So tell us about that. You're a director of campus ministry, so this was right under your purview.
It's right. We have a wonderful campus minister by the name of Jean Hidalgo. She's a member, actually, of St. Thomas Aquinas in Indianapolis. And she coordinates service and social justice for us, and that includes this alternative break program. And so, actually, our philosophy is every time the university has a break, not just spring break, but every time the university has a break, we're giving our students an alternative. So in the fall, in October, we had something called the Indy Urban Plunge, where they they looked into issues of homelessness, hunger, and poverty in the city of Indianapolis, and they worked with the Archdiocesan Catholic Charities Office.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, we send our students out to three different mission trips. This year, we went to Nicaragua, we went to New Mexico, and we went to Appalachia and Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
That's interesting that you make the local situation part of the program there, because a lot of times when people think, you know, I'm going to do something heroic, I'm going to be a missionary, I'm going to go to some foreign country or at least, you know, some terrible poverty-stricken area of the country, and yet, you know, it's right under your nose here, too.
Right. Yeah, the students are sort of stunned because for a lot of them, it's a different part of Indianapolis than they normally encounter in their day-in, day-out routine. But the benefit of the program is that they don't just open their eyes to seeing the issues, both in Indianapolis and internationally, but they really explore how, as Catholics, can we be solutions to these issues? How can we both proclaim truth, but also offer mercy and live out those works of mercies, you know, on these mission trips.
Jim, I'm glad that you brought up that point, because I think that we got, and if you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Mark Erdosi, he is the executive director of Rebuild My Church. And if we have time at the end, I want to talk about that, Mark. I love that. Absolutely love that. You're also the director of the San Damiano Scholars Program, a wonderful program also. You've got
and
all
expanding.
The good stuff.
And expanding.
Yes. And then Adam Settmeyer, and you, of course, are the interim VP of Mission and Ministry and director of Campus Ministry. And we're talking a little bit about alternatives to spring breaks that, you know, the cruise or the, you know, Mexico, as a lot of people go to. And Jim, you mentioned, I read someplace, I think John Paul II actually said this, that we could cure poverty. We could, if we started within our own communities, So many times we think of, oh, the starving babies in Africa, or, you know, we think so far away, you know, when actually in our own backyard, and that's something that, you know, we have to be activists about, and we have it in our own backyard. So I'm so glad that you recognize that and plunged into it, if you will. And what did you call it, the fall?
We called it the Indie Urban Plunge.
And is this a yearly, is this something that you will do or do every
year? Oh, yeah, it's an annual activity. And then, so we do that in fall, we have the spring break, and then in May, actually, we have another international mission trip that Mark actually helped start, where our students go to Guatemala. And I don't know, Mark could say a word or two about that.
Yeah, the students go to Guatemala City to an orphanage called our Valley of the Angels. It's run by a Franciscan out of Boston, Father Michael Della Penna. It was started in the 1980s. There was a Franciscan that was down in Guatemala on mission, and he noticed that there were all of these orphans, and convinced his community, we need to do something. And so they established, through God's providence, was able to buy a piece of property and establish this orphanage. Currently, they care for about 150 to 175 children ages 5 through up through what we would call a junior in high school. So junior year of high school.
You know, I know we need to take a break. I guess we'll start on the other side, because I have something even more interesting that we want to get into. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
I've got the spirit.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Barbara McWiggin, host of The Good Fight here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In Here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, and you can join me for Cresta in the Afternoon here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The best of EWTN plus great local programming. That's what you get when you support Catholic Radio Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Mark Erdosi, the Executive Director of Rebuild My Church, Marian University, and the Director of the San Damiano Scholars Program, and then Adam Settmeyer. He is the Interim VP of Mission and Ministry and the Director of Campus Ministry. And, you know, something interesting that I saw on your website, I love Marian University. Your website is incredible, incredible. I love the fact that the president, Dan Elsner, has taken it from Marian College to Marian University, the incredible transformation under his really gifted leadership. But there's a new program. there's a new program coming this summer, and it's called the Missionary Disciples Institute. Okay, tell us all about that, because this sounds fascinating.
Yeah, we are so excited about it. It's really inspired by Pope Francis's recent encyclical, The Joy of the Gospel. And if it's okay, I just want to read this quote. It's from paragraph 120, where he says, "Every Christian is a missionary to the extent that he or she encountered God and Christ Jesus. We no longer say that we are disciples and missionaries, but rather that we are always missionary disciples." And that quote and that document was really the genesis of it. And the idea is that we want to prepare high school age students. And when we say that, what we're talking about is this summer, the students, as they end this school year, will be freshmen through juniors. So the eighth graders going into high school wouldn't qualify. The seniors going out of high school wouldn't qualify. So freshmen through juniors. We want to prepare them to assume leadership roles, to be young missionaries in their parishes and in their high schools, to serve their communities and to serve their peers, and to really create this culture of discipleship and leadership and reaching out to those who really need to discover our faith and the rich tradition of our faith and to serve the needs of those in our communities.
Okay, so you said that this was kind of inspired by Pope Francis, but how did this get started? I mean, there has to be funding, of course. And how did this come to Marian University? Because this sounds like something quite unique and unusual.
It is unique, and I don't know that I would say it's unusual. So Lilly Endowment asked a number of faith-based colleges how they would go about building a summer program that would incorporate theology faculty in the design of the program. And through a series of meetings at Marian, we came up with something that we think is very unique to being at a Franciscan school, the charism of preaching, evangelization, which when you look back through the history of St. Francis, I mean, Jesus was a phenomenal evangelizer. Francis was a phenomenal evangelizer. Within five years of his starting the Franciscan movement, there's about 5,000 people
that were a part of his
community. And so we wanted to be very intentional about using that of evangelization. And again, inspired with Pope Francis's document, The Joy of the Gospel, of how can we train high school students to be evangelizers so that they can engage the culture today.
Wow.
So, you know what they say about St. Francis?
Preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary.
Yes, I love that one. So you talk about evangelization. I mean, there it is. That used to be at Holy Spirit at Geist at the entrance in it when you walked in, and I just loved it. But you know, preach the gospel constantly.
Now, is this
and if necessary, use words.
Is this something that students need to sign up for at some point? Or how does a student become involved in it?
Yeah, and so they do need to sign up. They actually need to apply, and part of that is that we're really looking for not just any student, but the student who has reflected on their faith life a little bit already. And they would do that by going to marian.edu/MDI. There's a big button all over the place that says apply now. And they'd fill out the questionnaire, and they'd have to answer questions about how are they already involved in leadership opportunities in their high school? How do they think they might apply what they get from the Missionary Disciples Institute back in their parish or their school setting? And then also, our institute is being broken down into the five different aspects of ministry. We have the fancy Greek words for these, but really what they boil down to are the ministry of proclamation, the ministry of service, of community, the ministry of prayer, and the ministry of teaching. And so a student may say, well, I really want to focus on the ministry of prayer. This is how I'd like to really highlight that ministry back home. And they explain that to us a little
bit. Now, I noticed you brought a little I'm a gimmick guy, and I know she brought a little wheel or calculator. Yeah.
I'm here to leave this with you.
And it's one of these. It's round and circular, and got a pointer on it, and a couple of sheets that slide over each other. And when you do this, what happens with it?
Well, this is awesome because it really points out what's our inspiration. Well, we already said the joy of the gospel, right? But we're also inspired by the Acts of the Apostles, and we're inspired, as Mark said, by the lives of Saints Francis and Saint Clare. And so as you spin the wheel around, you would see that it points to, for instance, the ministry of diaconia, or the ministry of service. And you'd have a quote from the joy of the gospel, the Acts of the Apostles, and the writings of St. Francis and St. Clare. So for instance, the quote from the joy of the gospel for the ministry of service is, "Loving attentiveness is appreciating the poor and their goodness." It's from paragraph 199. Or from the Acts of the Apostles, "We must help the weak and keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" The Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
Okay, so if we have somebody who's listening right now, and you're looking for a freshman, really, who have just completed their freshman year, not just completed the eighth grade year, so just completed freshman year, and just completing their junior year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they need to apply, mm-hmm. so there's an application process. When is it exactly? What's the cost? Mm-hmm. And then tell us a little bit about what this will look like, because it's a week-long deal, right?
Right.
There's only one session this summer, correct?
Right.
Okay, so this is very important that you probably have a limited number that you can take. Is that correct, Mark? Or are you
correct.
Limited to a certain?
Yeah, okay. We're open to up to 50 students.
50 students. So that's going to go pretty quickly.
That's going to go very quickly. Right. And so get your registrations in fast.
Right.
But we're also open to taking in or accepting youth ministers and campus ministers. In addition, really? Yeah, and this is one of the things that makes our MDI program a little bit different from other summer youth conferences. Not only are we going to have keynotes by nationally known speakers, in addition to our theology faculty, we're also going to provide spiritual mentoring for the students. Out of our experience with the San Damiano Scholars Program and then offering spiritual direction for faculty, staff, and students, you know, one of the ways that we can help the students integrate everything that they're learning this week is through spiritual direction. So we have been partnering with what's called the Region 7. So in the Episcopal region, that would be Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. So partnering not only with the Oldenburg Franciscans, but with vocation directors from Region 7 that are going to come in and do group spiritual direction with the participants. We're going to give them an immersion experience. So one of the other things that Francis did, he was very good about evangelization, but was also very exceptional at serving the needs of the people. And so, you heard Adam mention Jean Hidalgo. Jean Hidalgo is working with each one of our faculty members at developing an immersion experience. So the students are going to get some real-world practical experience outside of the classroom.
Wow.
So they'll learn about things in the classroom, and then their immersion experiences are tailored to each one of the five tracks. Mm-hmm. So we'll take a day and actually go out into the Indianapolis community. Mm-hmm. In addition to one day on Wednesday, we're taking everybody down to Oldenburg, to the Oldenburg Franciscans, to the community there, to talk about Franciscan mm-hmm. mission.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you see? So this is the first year that this has happened, first time.
Yes.
Okay, so the fruits of this might be a year or two down the road. What do you expect the fruits to be from this extraordinary, really extraordinary opportunity for these kids?
Well, I think the fruits tie in with the overall mission of Marian University, which is we want to form in the collegiate level, transformational leaders in service to their communities in the world. And what we're doing with the MDI is making that specifically ecclesial and applying it to the parish and the Catholic high school setting. And so the fruits of this are, students will no longer just go to their youth minister, their pastor, their campus minister and say, "What is there for me?" But rather, after going to MDI, they could go to their youth minister, campus minister, principal, pastor and say, I've developed these skills at MDI, at Marion University, and now I'd like to start this Bible study group. I'd like to start this book study. I'd like to start this service club, or I'd like to start this prayer service. This Taizé prayer service is one of the skills that they might learn here and really have the abilities to do that.
Now, what does MDI stand for again?
That's the Missionary Disciples Institute.
And is this, this sounds like something that the age group that you're talking about is such a critical age group when a lot of people lose their faith. You know, they might have come from a very faithful Catholic family, and somehow or another in college it all kind of evaporates or, you know, gets put on the back burner. This would be a way to, during summer break, to bring it to the forefront.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the beautiful things that we've structured is the amazing community that these high school students will get to be a part of at during the week. It's July 11th to the 16th, 2016. They'll be in a small group of 10 other students. They'll have a faculty, a Marion University faculty instructor, and our faculty are amazing, both because they're well published, they're extremely brilliant, but they really care about ministry in the church. There will be a Marion University alumni in the room the whole week who is actually currently serving as a lay ecclesial minister in a local church or school setting. And then there will be two of Mark's San Damiano scholars who are acting as what we call MU mentors. So there will be four adults walking with the 10 students the whole week long to both care for their spiritual lives, their intellectual lives, their just personal lives, to walk them through this process.
You know, we are out of time. it always happens. It always goes so quickly. And you know, my guests never understand that. But when you're talking about someone or something that you care about deeply, you just lose all track of time. Yeah. So, and I could see as you were talking, Adam Settmeyer, the interim VP of Mission and Ministry and Director of Campus Ministry, as you were talking, you were just so engaged in yeah, what you were,
we're really
the story
excited.
You are. So, Mark, we've got just 30 seconds left. Mark Erdosi, Executive Director of Rebuild My Church that we didn't get to talk about, Director of San Damiano Scholars Program. Well, another opportunity to have you back, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so wrap it up for us. What did, just recap, if you will, this week, this incredible opportunity that is available to our listeners?
Marion University is offering the Missionary Disciples Institute this July, July the 11th through the 16th at Marion University. Registrations available at marion.edu/MDI.
You did that well. You did that well. God bless
and
you
on
both.
Time.
And on time.
God bless you.
He has a future in radio. If everything else falls through, you got a future in radio, Mark. God bless you both, and thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marion University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.